Okay, it's now time for Ask Me Anything. But before we do all of that, we're going to put Josh's joke to the test. So, we haven't heard the joke. Alicia hasn't heard the joke. So, are you going to tell it and make us laugh?
Yes.
Go on, and over to you.
A man walks into a wedding reception and asks the bartender, "Is this the punchline?"
Okay. Funny, Alicia?
Yep.
Out of 10?
Yep.
Out of 10? Go on, give it a mark out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Okay, questions then. Let's go over to you. Ladies first. Question for both of us.
Do you have a pet?
Do you have a pet? This is aimed at you, first of all, Josh. Oh, gosh.
I don't own any pets.
You don't own any pets at all?
No.
What about your mum and dad? I mean, you're sort of disowning, you don't have any pets in the house at all?
No.
None at all?
No.
Have you ever had pets?
I had a cat years ago.
Yeah. What was the cat's name?
Joey.
And what happened to Joey? Sadly, passed on?
Yeah, he kept running off, so we decided to take him back to the RSPCA.
Okay, fair enough. I wish our cats had run off. I don't mean that. We've got two cats. One's called Dave. The other one's called Doris. So we've got Dave and Doris, brother and sister. They used to be my wife's cat as well. When we got together, we merged cats and family. And she had a Doug. So we had Doug, Dave and Doris. We have the occasional mouse that stays with us for a brief period of time. They're brought in from the cat by the cats, and they live with us for a period of time. We had one very recently. Made himself at home, he did. And you could tell because there was a lot of mess left behind. It was weeks before we actually caught him, found him, and then asked him to move on politely. We've had the odd slow worm as well, as a pet too.
Yeah, again, I hate slow worms.
Again, the cats brought them in too. What about you? Have you got any pets?
Yeah.
What have you got then?
Two cats and a dog.
Okay, names?
Two cats are called Lily and Jake. And one dog called Woody.
Woody?
Yeah.
Woody, what sort of dog is he? A brown one.
I can't say it because it's a little bit rude and stuff. It's between the Shih Tzu, between Chihuahua.
All right, okay, so between a Shih Tzu and a Chihuahua?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's your question, Josh?
What was the last wedding you went to?
My own. No, it's not my own. The last wedding we went to. Oh, crikey. Oh, that's awful, isn't it? I think it was my brother-in-law's. Yes, I think it was my brother-in-law's proper wedding, and that didn't end too good. I think that was the last one. What about you, Alicia? What was the last wedding you went to?
My auntie's.
Yeah, auntie's. There's auntie. You don't give much
when
detail away, do you?
No.
Well, that, what, auntie
was,
you?
When I was little,
yeah.
We used to go in a church or something, and it was actually quite scary, but and that is it. I can't remember the rest.
Okay. So what was auntie? Who's auntie what?
Sharon.
Auntie Sharon, alright. Yeah. Auntie Shazza. Do you call her Shazza?
No.
You should. How old is Shazza? 70?
I can't say.
I'm pulling your leg. Alright, time for my question. You ready?
Yep.
Alright, I've been a bit grumpy this morning. Not with you guys, because you made me laugh. But what was the last thing that made you grumpy? What was the last thing you lost your temper? What made you lose your temper last?
Oh, when someone wakes me up.
Straight in. She's got someone always winds her up. Go on, tell us all about it. What do they do? What do they wind you up? What, you know.
Sometimes tease me, and sometimes I know. Sometimes it's Jack and so, and literally, when people rush me and stuff,
rushing.
I like it.
All right, I'll stop rushing you then, all right?
No, not you.
I'll stop telling you hurry up.
Yeah.
And you get proper grumpy, do you?
Sometimes, yeah. Yes. All right. Sometimes, no.
We can't imagine Josh ever getting grumpy, can we, Josh?
Yeah.
So what makes you grumpy? What was the last thing you lost a temper over?
When someone decides when my mum decides she wants to tidy my room up when I can do it myself.
Yeah, no, I bet the answer is that, well, get on with it then. So you get grumpy. Do they move things so you can't find them?
Yes.
Yeah, my wife does that as well. I was always forever moving my keys around. I can never find my keys. I always put them in the same place on the sofa, because that's where you're supposed to put your keys, on the sofa. She'll come in and move them.
You could have a key hanger where you keep your keys anyway.
Don't be silly. That's far too sensible, isn't it? So you lose your egg when your mum goes in and tidies your room.
Sometimes.
You get stroppy, dear. Right, proper stroppy. Well, good on you, but good on your mum for going in there and tidying up. Maybe Josh, you ought to take note and say, look, I'm gonna tidy it myself, and then you wouldn't have to get stroppy, would you? And I bet that's what she says. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorted. Okay, then, thank you for the time being. We're going to come back and we're going to chat some more. You running the show now, are you?
No. I just wanted to, like, say some few words, like, hello to everyone.
Okay, go on then. Auntie Shazza?
Hello, everyone at the Honor White College Pathways. Hello, Jade. Hello, Andy. Hello, Phoenix Centre. And hello to my mum.
Okay, hello to your mum. And what's your mum's name?
Angela McGee.
Hello, Angela. Hope you're having a lovely day. And we'll dedicate this next song to you. It's an...